Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph. Did you have a good Valentine's?
Oh, very romantic. Champagne truffled from Sweet Fink.
Crashing back down to earth now.
We're feeling the love, Will.
We're feeling the love, yes. So, Steph, what have you got going on this weekend?
Well, Will, this weekend I'm feeling the love for one of my favourite products from Yorkshire, and that is rhubarb.
Let me guess, you're going to Wakefield.
I'm heading off to the rhubarb shed.
I know all about the rhubarb triangle. And
this is your old stomping ground.
My old stomping ground is where I used to work. Well, it's where I grew up. And what's happening in Wakefield this weekend?
Well, this weekend in the centre of Wakefield, there's a rhubarb festival. It's basically everything rhubarb, everything food and drink and rhubarb. It's awesome. You've got chefs cooking with rhubarb. You've got people producing food with rhubarb. It could be alcohol. It could be chocolates. It could be rhubarb curd. It can be lots of different things. And then you've got entertainers, street entertainers. There's jugglers. There's men on stilts walking around in chef's uniforms. There's all sorts of things going on. And it's all about rhubarb. And, you know, in Yorkshire, we should be so proud of rhubarb because it's something in the world we are known for. Because rhubarb in Yorkshire goes all around the world.
It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And our Flavours of the Week today has a hint of rhubarb in it.
Yeah, well, it does, but I'm cooking it in a slightly different way, Will. I've got here some lamb. This is rack of lamb. And I'm serving it with a rhubarb compote, which I've cooked the rhubarb with a little bit of star anise. That's a gratin dauphinoise creamy potato. The lamb, we've got some Yorkshire lamb, and then we've got some bashed carrot and swede, some roast shallots, and a bit of roast thyme on there as well.
So where should people start out then if they wanted to make this?
Well, I think the key here is the rhubarb. So it's obviously we've got, you know, if lamb's not your thing, you can have beef, you can have pork, or with chicken it would work, or even with certain types of roast fish, maybe cod. But yeah, the compote, it's a case of chopping up the rhubarb, adding some sugar, adding some red wine vinegar, stewing it down with a little bit of fresh thyme and some star anise, those lovely star-shaped spices. Stew that down, make a really jammy compote and serve that up with your lamb or with your chicken or whatever.
It looks absolutely amazing, Steph.
So it's all good fun, and it's Yorkshire rhubarb, which is what we're on about.
Okay, so we're going to try some here. I've got some here.
Mm. Very zingy and works really well.
Oh, that's so tasty.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stay FM.